Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Enough of this spurious. What?
There was a lot of me dealing with like 13-year-old girls.
Wow!
Goodness gracious!
How busy was partying?
Yeah, I would agree.
They fell in love.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
It's so simple, it just might work.
It's hard when it's that wet.
I wouldn't say it is.
Oh, head coach?
My God. What?
With all that
that got me hot.
Yeah. Well, I was missing some Tim Peeler action myself.
Oh yeah?
I could use Tim. I need another Tim Peeler video. Like, what do you think he's up to besides about 425?
Well, one, I would not be surprised if he's dead. That'd be the first thing.
If he's on Twitter.
But I guarantee you he's not on Twitter.
Sipping some shine.
I'm looking for his drops.
That was 2010. That was 10 years ago. Little Tim Peeler, self-proclaimed mountain man.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Is this him here?
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Whoops. No.
No, that is not.
That's not him.
That is not him.
Is this him?
Rob's licking his ball. Nope. Not him.
I don't know where those are.
Really help you because
it was a cry for help, Mike.
You're looking for Tim Peeler, yes?
That ain't no bird.
Are you paying attention, Mike?
Yellow weasel! Yellow weasel!
There he
it's
is.
It's on Primetime Drops 5.
There's Tim. There's Tim Peeler.
I have to help direct you.
That ain't no
hand.
Bird.
No. I see Git. Speaking of this, by
you
the way.
You know where Git is. That's your favorite drop.
Yeah, Git. They rough talked him.
Yeah.
I recently found something out in a Tim Peeler related moment.
I found one. This is one of my favorites.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
It is quite solid.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I've recently discovered something on a Tim Peeler sort of. It's actually adjacent to Tim Peeler.
That ain't no bird.
And I found this out just like 3-4 nights ago, and quite frankly, it blew my mind.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
And I'm not sure what to do with it. Now, you are you're an old surly guy, so you know everything there is to know about your wife. Like, there's no more surprises, right?
Oh, I hope not.
No, I mean it's like what. 15, 18, something years?
You guys 20 years.
20 years you guys have been together.
Yeah, 20 years.
So there's
years.
No surprises. Mike is recently single after his whorish ex did what she did. So, Mike, I exclude you from this. But Mike's on the prowl now. It's fantastic. We love it. I am just learning about the lady friend. We're still in the, you're figuring stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Guess what I found out just 3-4 nights ago?
She farts.
No. We found that out quite some time ago.
She fart in front of you?
Oh yeah. Well, she's a nighttime.
That's great.
She's a nighttime farter too.
Oh, like during sleep?
Yeah, during sleep. It's adorable.
That is cute.
Yeah.
And like then she holds him in throughout the day, but she can't when she's sleeping.
Yeah, you're
so.
Sleeping, you're relaxed. And they tried to deny it, but you're like, yeah, I'll record it. It's happening.
I love that women deny that they fart.
I know.
They're like, what? No, yeah, I didn't. Wait. No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't, nope. I don't go to the bathroom.
Wait,
are you talking
I
about?
Just heard you. Nope.
Nope, nope. There's no one else in the room. No one. No, that we've gone way past that. We're fine. Guess what she believes in?
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
God?
No. No.
Oh.
No. Not that absurd. Come on.
What?
Bigfoot.
Oh, she's a Bigfoot believer.
And mermaids. The whole thing. Like no the chupacabra, way. Mermaids, Bigfoot, all of it. The
no,
Yeti.
No.
Yes.
She's playing you.
No. No. Whole thing. I'm like, I just found this out that like I said, just a handful of nights ago, and I had to do this. Excuse me? What? Huh? Huh? What's happening? Bigfoot. She's like, yeah. I was like, we need, and then I just did the same thing. I'm like, you're pulling my leg. I'm like, you just, because I've always said like we could all use a little more whimsy in our life, right? It's just good. You believe in, again, the chupacabra or God, whatever. You just put a little more whimsy. It's fun. So I thought maybe it was just like that. And I was like, but you don't really believe that there's like a 9-foot like dude running around like here. And she's like, well, yeah, why not? And I'm like, well,
exactly. Why not?
Why not? And I was like, I just was sat there for, I was stunned for a minute. And I was like, you really think like we haven't found it by now? And she's like, well, you know, you could be in the woods. You don't know. It's camouflage. She's like, we don't know all the animals. And she goes, we don't know. And this has led to the next thing. So I thought the Bigfoot thing, already my mind is blown. I'm like, well, I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm going to have to wrap my head around this. You believe in Bigfoot. And her response to me was, we don't know what's in the ocean. And that led to me to be like, well, there's a difference between like the bottom of the ocean and the woods. Like, we can see the woods. We're in the woods on a regular basis. We're not at the bottom of the ocean. And so granted, we may not know what's at the bottom of the ocean. Then the thought crossed my mind. I went, oh no. I said, you don't believe in...
Wait, Bigfoot lives at the bottom of the ocean?
I said, you don't believe in mermaids, do you? And she goes, well, yeah. What? Mind blown.
Come on.
Mind blown.
Merms.
How far down the rabbit hole does this go?
I feel like mermaids, believing in mermaids is worse than believing in Bigfoot.
Right?
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right.
Yeah, because Bigfoot... Like, well... Bigfoot doesn't exist, but there's like a lot of.
It looks like you get maybe an ape. It's you
it
know.
It could. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but like there's some stuff out there that it could have at one time that you know there was something that resembled like maybe at some point something that had hair
yeah.
like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Mermaid? What? Like.
Believe me.
Topless women with fins?
And this is my question. I said, well, which half is the human and which half is the fish? I said, what's happening here? And I
well,
got
the bottom's the fish.
Well, but why? Why can't the top
half? Because
that's
what the movies told us.
Why can't the top half be the fish? I said, where are the dudes? Are there mermen? Yes. And someone asked, where does this end? I'll tell you what, it didn't end. This led to a whole thing. UFOs?
Believes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. UFOs. What else do we have? Loch Ness Monster? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Yeti up in the mountains? Absolutely. 100% on that one. And astrology. And astrology.
Oh,
like
no.
The signs. Yes. She was out hanging out with her friends, and she had one of her friends that was, like, reading, like, signs, and she was telling me about how spot on it was, and, like, the different horoscopes. I had to break out. Have you ever watched the Netflix show, like, Everything Explained?
No.
It's really good. They're like, 25 minutes long, and it talks about, you know, different topics. I had to make her watch the one on astrology. I don't think there was one on Bigfoot, but I made her watch the one on astrology.
Oh, my God. Is it over?
What?
Can I ask you that? Is the relationship over?
Absolutely not. I think it's adorable.
Somebody said, well, it looks like Sook's relationship is doomed because he's going to poke her so much she's gone.
I just, you know what? You think you know, so you're, I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for a Bigfoot, mermaid, Yeti, UFO, Loch Ness Monster, I was not ready.
And how
ready.
Long into the relationship are we?
Oh, it's a while. I mean,
yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's a while. I wasn't aware.
Because I was there when you guys met, wasn't I? Wasn't I?
Yeah, Super Bowl party.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl. So that was this. That was February. Yeah, February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You think you just
sounds
don't
like
know.
She's pretty gullible.
You just well, she's with me, right? So clearly,
you've known her in the same amount of time I've been single.
Did you ask about unicorns?
No, no, I didn't.
Did you ask about the flat Earth?
No.
Go there.
I think I'm afraid. What if I do? Hey, real quick, what do you think about the turtle thing with the Earth and the sphere? And what are we thinking about any of this? Yeah. And I was like,
go there.
Yeah. I think that's the next thing. Do you start with unicorns or do you go right to the flat Earth?
Well, that's fascinating. I'll need to know more. We should probably have her in here and talk about it.
Just sit down.
See sit what down. Kind of good arguments she has.
And that's the thing.
Look, like, I'm open.
Yeah, let's. We.
What do you got?
I actually tried to go down, like an evolutionary sort of thing, like with the mermaids, because I was like, okay, like I did the same thing you did, like with Bigfoot, right? I said, okay, I'm like.
Reasonable people can somehow twist their minds into thinking
yes.
that Bigfoot exists.
Yes.
There is some stuff out there.
Yeah, the missing link and, yeah. you know, I you can get that. We can.
Wasn't Joe Rogan one of those? Wasn't he a big
Sasquatch
guy?
I don't know.
I thought he was.
But I see all those Bigfoot shows, and guess what happens at the end of them? They never find him.
Maybe your girlfriend has the exclusive Bigfoot pics.
When she was a kid?
What if she doesn't? What if she pulls this out and you start asking her about unicorns and stuff? She's like, look, I know you think I'm crazy, but I want to show you something. I think we've evolved. Our relationship is ready for the next step. And she pulls out her phone and she has effing Bigfoot videos.
She's like hanging out with him like Harry and the Hendersons. She's feeding him like jerky. It's like one of those Jack Link's jerky commercials.
It's petting her head.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, what's happening here? But then, like,
Suk, I know I told you were the only one, but I have something to tell you.
She does like apparently big guys. Well, I'm not very hairy. But the mermaid thing was the one, like, the mermaid one just floored me because I went down the roads of, I was like, well, what, where did the mermaid come from? Like, clearly we were on land, the fish were in the sea. How did that happen? And she, I think I stumped her with that one, but she did just kind of look at me and be like, I don't know, something could have happened. That was all it was like, I don't know. Maybe.
So
I was like,
she's
are you
just
saying like a fish and a dude could have gotten it on? Or she's like, oh, I don't
she's
know.
She's just into it. There's no like, I mean, mermaids.
The whole thing.
Come on.
Like, I found out what her offensive playbook was, and let me tell you, it was a spread offense. Like, five wide, and we're throwing the ball all over the field. There was no structure to it whatsoever, right? It's like third and one, and she's throwing the ball deep. I didn't know what to do, and quite frankly, my defense was not prepared for it. I thought I was running a stout D, and it wasn't. She blew right by me. I had no idea what to do.
Is she by chance a Scientologist?
No. She's a rational human being in everything else. Like one of the more
rock-solid
person.
She's a rational human being who believes in
no,
mermaids.
No, she's not.
Yes!
That's the problem here is no, she's not. And you now know it. And now what do you do?
I don't know.
Now you're going to start poking holes in all the rational thoughts.
What else
do you believe in, honey?
I just wasn't prepared.
So there's stuff she's not ready to tell you that she believes in. But
that was a test. She was testing
you. That's right. She felt it was okay to reveal that. At
7
this
months
moment,
into the relationship, you know.
In a year, watch out.
Something's coming.
Watch out.
Oh boy. Gonna be one of those.
You're gonna talk about going to a country somewhere, and she's gonna be like, "Won't that hit the ice wall?"
Winter is coming. Be on the Black Watch. Gonna be out there.
The Night's Watch.
So. Yeah, the Night's Watch. Out there roaming with the wildings. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for Bigfoot. I just wasn't prepared.
You've opened a can of worms, man.
I have.
What if she's right about it all?
Yeah.
She actually is the most reasonable person you've ever been with because she's right.
I'm going to come home and there's going to be a chupacabra and she's going to be like, I told you.
Loch Ness, though? Like
the whole thing, man. The whole thing.
Like, seriously, isn't Loch Ness based off of one photo or something?
I don't know. Well, it's a myth when you go over there. I've been to Loch Ness. I've swam in Loch Ness.
Did it get you?
No, it did not. I think the only big naked thing in there that day was me. It's quite cold. I don't know. I just think, like, because it's in this town called Inverness.
Yeah.
And I'm just convinced, because there's, trust me, there's nothing going on in Inverness. Like, nothing. I'm convinced that a bunch of people in Inverness were like, dude, our town sucks. We need something cool stat. And someone was like, what if we say there's a monster living at the bottom of our lake? And people were like, good, run with it. And now it's a major tourist attraction.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool fable.
Yeah, I had a look. It got me. We were over in Scotland. We're like, what are we doing? Like, well, we're going to Loch Ness. I mean, you got to go. There's like, they say they have a castle there, but it's like, it's just like three old stone walls. It's the worst castle. It's the worst castle known to man. You get up there, it is a little bit like, you know, like with a lot of like the natural wonders or whatever. You like, you get there and you're like, ah, oh, it took a long time to get there. And then you're like, there's a little bit of that. You get up there and you're like, dude, I better see freaky Nessie swimming around in this thing. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed.
Did you see the guy real quick? You were mentioning natural wonders.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to be able to go to Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And if you ever get, it's in Peru. And if you ever get the chance to go, go. Did you see there was a guy that got Machu Picchu all to himself?
No.
So it's an archaeological site, yeah. You know, obviously, yeah, yeah. You know what Machu Picchu is.
Yeah, you do the ruins and all that.
Yeah. There was a guy, so it's been closed down due to COVID, and there was a guy who traveled there for it, and it closed down right before he left. So he has waited this whole time. He didn't go back to his old life. So it closed down in, like, who knows, March, April, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's been waiting in the little town to get into Machu Picchu. So the government... a bunch of people been writing articles about it. The government said, okay, you can come on up. We'll open the park just for you.
Dude.
And he goes up there and he gets to roam around Machu Picchu by himself.
Dude, that's kick ass. That guy's king of Machu Picchu. Did he see Bigfoot?
This happened recently. Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
I don't know what those guys are up to down there. Probably something cool.
All right, we got to go. We'll get back on track. Club 1080 on The Fan.
Life lessons to all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, let's get back with our friends at studyfinds.org.
Yes, let's get back on track, please.
It's a totally legit website that you're now using for the show constantly.
Yeah, studyfinds.org, great website. And its motto is research in a nutshell. So it basically peruses all the studies that we're funding out there in the world.
Yeah.
And then tells you all the cool things that they're finding. And it is fair to say that this coronavirus pandemic that we are going through has turned many people into TV binge watchers this year.
Absolutely.
But isolation also leaves us sometimes bored, sometimes depressed, right? No matter what's on TV.
Absolutely.
And we hate watch things or whatever.
Well, they're doing a big thing now, like with just, I mean, we're running ads all the time, like mental health. And look, yeah. This is taking a toll on a lot of people.
A new study finds there may be a way to cure your boredom and depression and get back in touch with nature without leaving your couch.
To look for porn?
Dan.
Porn.
The study examined 96 participants. Okay, so this is the University of Exeter.
What?
Don't ask me where.
All right.
They find that watching nature programming actually reduces feelings of boredom and sadness. 96 participants research actively tried to bore before their experiments. To accomplish this, the volunteers watched a video where a person described their work at an office supply company. Is that boring enough for you?
That is. I honestly can't think to... My apologies to everyone that works at an office supply company, but... Can you find, I'm not saying a worse.
I used to work at an office supply company.
Did you really?
It was my very first job.
Like stacking pencils or like
it was
delivering?
Called School Specialty Supply, and it had a warehouse that I worked in, the summer warehouse where you just pack up school supplies and send them down the conveyor belt.
You just like packing
and
up.
I can assure you it was the most boring thing ever.
Like pink erasers and peaches, trapper keepers.
Well, I never knew what was in the boxes. But because the guy would go around on the forklift, right? And yeah. He would get the order. What's on the order, he would get it, and then he would box it, and then it comes to me, and then I seal it.
Like I
said, it was exciting. Do you want to know more about it?
No, I don't. I can think of worse jobs, but
Boy, and then I would stack the truck.
I don't know if I can think of a more boring job than working at an office supply warehouse.
And it was hot as balls out there.
What if there's someone out there right now that is working an office supply company and they think it's the greatest thing ever? Like, what are you talking about? My job is the best. Has anyone ever woken up in their life at any point in the history of life or office supplies and is like, yes, heading into work today?
It's like Target lady.
Discount.
After being sufficiently fatigued by this dull tale, researchers showed the group scenes of an underwater coral reef. Participants watched these scenes either on television in a virtual reality headset using 360-degree video or a VR headset using computer-generated graphics. The results reveal all three formats minimize the feeling of sadness in each volunteer.
Please go on.
Each viewing option also significantly reduced boredom. With so many people working from home due to social distancing restrictions, study authors say this could have a positive therapeutic effect.
TV, it gives so much and it asks so very little. Isn't TV been raising kids for like the last three generations anyways? Isn't that what anyone does? Just throw like a Barney DVD in front of your kid's face and like, here.
You know what I found myself doing the other day?
Watching Barney DVDs? Seems a bit odd.
So do you have the new Apple TV? Do you have Apple TV?
I don't have Apple TV.
Okay, so we don't have cable. So one of our main sources of getting the apps that we need is Apple TV.
Sure.
So I have the new Apple TV, and it just sticks to the back of your TV. And, you know, it's got its little, like, it's got all the apps and everything, but it's got its little, what do you call them, like, screensaver pictures and, you know... You know when it's like,
yeah, like
when
it goes,
it's dormant?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then it shows you like a cityscape or like coral reef.
They do the same thing.
I found myself sitting and watching those.
Oh, God. They're, you are 900 years
they
old.
They are so good.
You cannot get any older.
You are so 45 you going can't. On 90. Come
so
on,
the city,
man.
The cityscape was amazing and so crystal clear and cool. And it was like a flyover of it. And I'm like, man, what city is that? I watched it for probably 5 minutes trying to figure out what city that was.
It
was amazing.
I don't know how, like, are you a grandpa yet? Are you like,
I don't think so.
What is happening?
At least I hope not. I don't know. I just found myself watching it. But it goes along with this coral reef thing. You know how they show like the, it puts you in a trance.
So instead of watching TV, instead of watching Teletubbies or The Office or Game of Thrones or in my case, softcore porn, we should just be watching coral reef.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
And screensavers.
But they're saying that nature programming will help with your boredom and your sadness.
Okay. Now, I will tell you that if there is nothing on, I am not opposed to going to Netflix and turning on a David Attenborough, like a Planet Life. Or, you know, what is it, Little Blue Planet or anything like that?
Okay, that's a good question. What is go-to when literally you cannot find anything to watch?
Yeah.
Food Network.
What do? You go Food Network?
Yep. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or Chopped or Guy's Grocery Games or any of those various shows. It's just easy, half pay attention to it, competition-based. Let's go.
Okay. What about you?
Well, it's... I scan the movie channels. If there is nothing on, I usually, because I have all the movie channels. I usually find something on there, even if it's not good. I'll find like an old Western, or there's one channel that just shows like bad action movies from the 70s and 80s. That's like the other day I was watching Delta Force with Chuck Norris. Like there was nothing on, nothing. And I was like, what? Chuck Norris and Delta Force 3? All right. I guess I'm watching this. That's probably my go-to is some form of crappy movie. There's always something on one of the movie
channels.
There's
like a million things on. Yeah. It's just a matter of, you know, we all know that feeling when you just cannot find anything.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Yeah, and I don't know. And a lot of times it is a begrudging, like, Zoolander's on again?
All right.
Fine. This... I was trying to think of like what's the most begrudging movie that gets me on a regular basis, because there are movies that are on there quite a bit, that I'm just sick of seeing, but begrudgingly I will turn one on just because I'm like, well, all right, this is on again. And that might be, God, honestly, it's
probably, I put John Wick on a lot.
It's probably one of the, I was right about to say, one of the John Wick movies is always on.
Because Paramount Channel plays it, I want to say about 24/7.
Every other day.
Maybe 29/8.
I've seen each one, and I like the Wick movies, but I've seen each one 20 times.
Yeah.
And I will flip around and I will literally be like, not a, man, fine.
I like the movie, so.
I'm like, whatever. Like, John Wick killing some people, sure.
Back in the day when this was on more often than it is now, that was Wedding Crashers for me.
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers was on every day on some channel, and I would watch it every third day. It was a great movie, but I'm just like, that was it. It was like, I liked it, but I don't know. Like, what else is there to watch?
I'll even do this one, too, and I don't know why, because if you want to see Up Tops, there's like a million things you can do to see Up Tops. But I'll be like, what? Basic Instinct's on? I'm like, fine. Sharon Stone nude. I'm like, it's good enough. Starship Troopers will be on. I'm like, wait, is the shower scene on yet?
So you sit and wait for the one scene where she's naked?
Here's the best part.
Wait, she's not even naked.
Who?
Or are you talking about the crotch scene?
Oh, no. There's plenty of scenes in that movie.
Oh, are
but
they?
Like, Starship Troopers will come on, right? It's a terrible movie. And I'll flip it on. And if it's before the shower scene, I'll stick around until the shower scene. If the shower scene is over, then I'm like, I'm not watching this crap. And I'll just keep rolling. It's like the weirdest sort of decisions you make on why to watch something. I'm like, yeah, the good part's already gone. something else. And you realize just you really should get up and just do something productive.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. Mike is here with Sports Talk, Sports Center Talk, Sports, Mike Sports.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
A couple of text messages. We were talking about what you watch when there's nothing else to watch, what you go to. Somebody says, I don't know how many years or seasons of MASH I've watched while being bored.
Yeah.
Another one, I love this guy. Many times I go to C-SPAN 3, and often there's a class history lecture. I have a history degree, and I find it enjoyable.
Wow.
My wife says it's like watching paint dry.
That's bad.
Somebody else said old episodes of Bob Ross.
If Bob Ross was on, I'd watch old episodes of Bob Ross.
He's on sometimes.
I never see him anymore.
PBS?
Yeah. Wait, I don't know if I have... I don't know if I have PBS on my cable. If I do, I don't know where it's at. I never see it. Like, there's nothing wrong with watching Bob Ross paint a happy tree somewhere. But, yeah, I never see him. There's just certain things that I find very rewatchable. Simpsons, to me, is pretty evergreen. I'll watch old episodes of The Simpsons. And, like, if there's nothing on, I can flip on one of those for 30 minutes. But usually, Netflix or Hulu, you know, they'll have something on that you can find. Just scroll through.
You know me, I'm a documentary guy.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried The Vow yet? Have you heard about it? It's on HBO.
No, I haven't. The Vow is a crappy movie with Channing Tatum, though.
No, this is a documentary. And it's on HBO, and I guess I was just reading that they re-upped it for another season. But it's about this guy who's this pretty smart, acclaimed filmmaker. And he gets into this cult, but he doesn't know it's a cult. It's just kind of a self-help group, you know? Okay. Like,
I was going to say something bad there, but I won't.
And he filmed... So the reason it's good, at least so far, I'm not to the end of it. I don't know what happens. But the reason I think it's interesting... Well, one, it's a cult, and that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And how people fall for this.
Cult stuff gets me every time.
This will get you, because it's a subtle cult until it isn't. And it's really fascinating what it turns into. But this guy that got into it documented everything for about 10 years because he's a filmmaker. And so the guy, the head cheese of the cult lets him document. So he's got all these interviews, all these behind the scenes looks at inside of it. And again, I don't know what ends up happening. Those of you that have watched it, don't spoil it, but it's called The Vow and it's on HBO. And I'm about 4 episodes in, and I think there's 7 episodes that are all about an hour, and they're going to do another season of it. And from what I can gather, I think this cult guy's still out there, but I don't know.
Yeah, anything involving cults or serial killers, that gets me all the time. Netflix has those, and then Vice does a lot of stuff on that too. That I'll get roped into on stuff like that. I'm with you in that, like, true crime, just true crime to me is more interesting than fictional stuff. You know, if you're
no
if you're
question,
bored like that.
Not even close to me, but
like even stuff that I don't really care about. There's a series on, it's on Vice. It's called The Dark Side of the Ring, and like I'm not a wrestling guy. I was when I was a kid, but God, when's the last time you watched a wrestling match? 30 years ago?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, but the this thing is called The Dark Side of the Ring, and you know the wrestling business is effed up. Like it's screwy, and. Each episode is just, I think there's two seasons of it. Each one's like an hour long. And it just talks about something, you know, nefarious that went down in the wrestling business. And most of the stuff is when we were kids. So it's involving people that we would watch when we were 10, 12, 13 years old. And some of that stuff is really interesting. Like they had the Chris Benoit that killed his wife and kid. And,
yeah.
When Bret Hart's brother, I forget what his name is, like fell from the ring and died and... just a lot of the Road Warriors and there's everyone in wrestling. They're like, there's ODs and there's drugs and just like, it's just like all the evils of society roped into this weird package and presented for children. And it's an interesting series. So yeah, stuff like that. It's easy to get hooked because you know that it's real. You're like, oh my God, this really happened. How didn't I hear about this?
All right. That is it. Except for
one,
John.
One more.
One more. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
On 1080 The Fan. Every morning at the mine. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, just a few minutes left in our broadcast week. And here is John. Hello.
My house is being haunted by haunted Halloween decor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pissed off because you guys are bothered by it. I've been trying to get haunted, and I got nothing.
Bothered by what? What happened?
So creeped out. We have a giant skull thing that hangs on our front door.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought it a year ago. And the lights, like its little eyes light up, and they flash, and it makes sounds and does a whole thing. So we bought it at the store. We came home. We hung it on the front door. It worked great. Love it. Everything's awesome. End of the year, we put it in storage. So Halloween comes around this year. We get it back out, put it on the door. Well, over the last couple of days, the eyes are kind of, they used to blink and now they just stay on. And they used to change colors and now it's just one color. It's red all the time. So Heather was like, I think something's wrong with it. Maybe the batteries are dying. And I said, well, get some batteries and change it. So we take it down off the door and we open up the back. And there are no batteries in it.
Damn.
And we're like, what? And then we go get some batteries, and it says, like, it needs two AAA batteries. The container doesn't fit AAA batteries. Like, the batteries wouldn't even fit there if it could. It's some weird, like, oblong. Like, there are no known battery that would fit in it. And there aren't any batteries in it, but it's for a year, and still, it works. The lights come on and it makes noise and it's, I mean, what else could that be, right? It's haunted. We're possessed.
What the hell? That's weird.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is right. Good. Satan is our pal. Just embrace man.
There's
Dude, that's
no
wild.
Batteries.
Yeah, that's and wild. So I'm scared.
There's an on-off switch on the bottom. So like we turn it off and then it shuts off and we turn it back on. Comes back on.
Well, that probably means, wait, do you plug it in?
No.
I was going to say, maybe the batteries are just for backup.
No, there's no plug-in. It's supposed to be battery-operated. And when we bought it, it just worked. We never checked the battery. We just hung it on the door and worked all year. It was great. Yeah. This year, work still works. Lights on my door right now. Lights are on. Making noise. It's just like the lights don't blink anymore. They just stay red. And they used to flash, and they're just solid red, like, you know, evil. And... there's no batteries in it.
That is bizarre.
Well, let me drop this.
Heather called the store, and she said, hey, you know, explain to the guy. She's like, can I come back and get another one? The guy's like, well, no. because it works. So there's no reason.
Why would you want another one?
And then he said, but I would recommend you get an exorcism.
He said that to her?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She's not too happy about it. But yes, so she brought it back, and it's on the door right now, and I don't know what to do.
Well, look, one of two things are happening here. First off, it's possible that you've solved the world's energy crisis because you apparently have something that runs on electricity that doesn't need power. So that's a good thing. Your decorations are haunted and possessed, and that's kick-ass, too. This is a win-win. What are you talking about?
Now, the other night, she does have a scary Halloween tree out there, and the other night, it was knocked over. Like, it wasn't windy, it wasn't stormy, it was knocked over, and it was kind of leaning up against the skull because it kind of fell into the door. So I think the haunted skull is trying to rally and possess the other decorations and lead some sort of Halloween revolt here in a few days.
Dude, this is great. And if you end up dead, you know why.
Right? If you don't hear from me a while, if I don't answer the phone on Monday to do this segment, Jake, come out to my house. If I'm just dead in bed and the skull is taking the place of my head, you'll just close the door and leave and burn the house down.
Well, the power lesbian Sage, they rough talked our dad's ghost into the yard, so he's kind of roaming around. Maybe he made his way up to Washougal. Maybe he's haunting your decorations now.
Well, I don't know, but let me just tell you, no matter. It's the creepiest thing ever. I don't understand it.
All right, well, have a good weekend. Sounds like it won't be one for you, but good luck.
I'm not sleeping tonight, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. What if you go back to his house and it's just his John's head on the door?
Hey, stuff happens. Happy Halloween.
Damn.
By the way, BYU first play, 7 to 8 yard touchdown.
Hell yeah. Zach Wilson,
go
Heisman.
Cougs.
All right, that is it for us. Another great broadcast week is down. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.